Good morning, Ryersonians. I'm Zaina Salem.
And I'm Melissa Bernardo. This is the Rye Report for October 26. We're bringing you the top stories for the week.
This week on the show, we talk about Ryerson professors redesigning the Banff National Park Pavilion, student reactions to Bill 62, and the increase of online courses being offered at universities.
Plus, a look at a new study about student budgets and healthy eating. A team of Ryerson professors won a bid to redesign a famous Frank Lloyd Wright building in Banff. Frank Lloyd Wright's original drawings for the Banff National Park Pavilion will be updated. They were chosen by the Frank Lloyd Wright Revival Initiative. Architectural Science Associate Professor Yu Thong Long is among seven Ryerson faculty members chosen to work on the project. Long says this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. A budget has not been finalized for the rebuild. The pavilion was demolished in 1939, and construction is estimated to begin spring 2019.
Ryerson students are weighing in on Bill 62. The Quebec legislation would prevent women from wearing the niqab. A niqab is a head and face veil that only exposes the eyes. It is primarily worn by Muslim women. The bill will affect Muslim women who choose to cover their face with a niqab or a burqa when they are receiving public services. This includes libraries, public transit, schools, and hospitals. Aima Waryak is a second-year politics and governance student who wears a niqab. She does not agree with the bill.
New research says that online courses offered at post-secondary institutions are on the rise. A study was conducted last summer. It found the number of institutions offering online courses has increased 11% in the last 6 years. The research says most of the growth comes from smaller institutions with less than 2,000 students. Out of the universities that responded to the survey, online course enrollment went up 52% since 2011. 99% of the institutions that responded to the survey agree that online learning leads to greater access and more flexibility for students. The survey was conducted by a small group of independent Canadian researchers. Dr. Tony Bates, a former visiting professor at Ryerson University, led the team. Bates says online courses allow students to gain independent learning skills.
New research reveals 84% of Ryerson student respondents have had to choose between healthy eating and their studies. The survey was done by Ryerson's Good Food Center and the Sexual Assault Support Line Mandate in August. It featured responses from over 600 Ryerson Student Union members. We spoke with Claire Davis, a coordinator at the Good Food Center, about the survey and food security.
We do a survey anyway annually, and we compile it into what we call the Hunger Report. So each year we release it kind of on our metrics, and we use that as a way to tell the university, for one, that we need help and support and that this is an issue. Food insecurity is really huge for students, but also to put pressure on provincial, federal governments to change policies and to build policies around youth and food insecurity, the cost of housing, tuition fees, all of those barriers that lead to food insecurity and people having to choose between paying the rent, eating. Our membership's always growing. If you look at how the cost of living is always growing in Toronto, our minimum wage isn't growing with it, cost of tuition isn't going down, so it just makes sense that it's going to keep growing, especially as there are more students here. There's always going to be more and more people that need that support. It's definitely, like, it's just kind of like all of these things trickle down into what ends up being food insecurity, and it's having a busy schedule, it's being forced to have a job on top of studying, and also not having access to culturally appropriate food in Toronto, living in a food desert. So if you have to take the TTC to get to an affordable grocery store, that's not something you're going to be able to do that often. Then you have to pay for transit on top of that. So it's a lot of different things just adding up. It's definitely not just about not being able to afford food.
The Good Food Center provides food relief for all Ryerson community members.
That's it for today. This is Melissa Bernardo.
And I'm Zaina Salem. You've been listening to the Rye Report. Tune in next week as we bring you Ryerson's top stories.